You are listening to the Estheticians Earning More podcast with Brittany Hageman, episode number 126. Welcome to the Estheticians Earning More podcast. On this podcast, we talk about how to love your esthetician business without the hustle, exhaustion, or overwhelm as it booms into a successful business. I teach simple ways how to approach your business that gives you your life back while still growing a profitable business. I grew BLH Beauty in San Diego to a six-figure business, and I learned a lot along the way, which I'm excited to share with you here. So let's get started. Do you want to make $100,000 revenue in your esthetician business? If so, I would love to show you how. I want to invite you to coach with me in my one-to-one coaching program. It's completely customizable. The way that it works is we sit down and figure out what you've been doing in your business that hasn't been working, and then make a very specific plan that I help you follow over the course of 6 months to get it done. We meet weekly for 30 minutes and discuss exactly what went well that week and what's going to, we're going to do next week, whether it's your pricing needs to be raised or you need to have boundaries with your clients, or if you need to learn how to sell skincare, or you need to niche down and you're doing way too many services and not making money, or all of the above. Whatever the issue is, whatever the reason is you're not making money, we'll figure it out together and we will grow your business into a really profitable business that's sustainable, that you love, and that really helps people. I cannot wait to be your coach and to work with you. To learn more, go to the link in the show notes. And with that, on with today's episode. Hello, happy Monday. Welcome back. Okay, I recognized when I was publishing last week's episode that it was not actually Halloween when I published it. It was the next day. I'm sure some of you were like, Brittany, it's not Halloween. But no one messaged me, and I was waiting for someone to call me out on it, but no one did. So thank you for listening. If you were last week, if you were chuckling, that was true. But I did have a great Halloween. My daughter dressed up as Elsa, and it was her first time trick-or-treating. It was so much fun. But today, I'm really excited to talk to you about specials, whether they are monthly specials or packages or any kind of discount that you may do in your business. And I want to talk about why I don't think it's a good strategy and why I don't think it may be working for you. And before I go into that, I want to tell you, if you are doing this and you love it, keep doing it. I'm not telling you you're doing anything wrong. It's like you're making a ton of money and it's super working for you and it's like super profitable and you love it, your clients love it, everyone's super happy, definitely don't stop just because I'm telling you this. I'm speaking to you if you, my friend out there, are running specials, whether they're monthly specials or other kind of specials, discounts, and you have people coming in. You do. They come in and they book. They do. They come every month or however often they're supposed to come or whatever it is. But you're really not making a lot of money. You're making money. But are you super profitable? Like, are you paying yourself really good every month? Are you no business debt and money's just kind of rolling in really nicely and it's just really good money and easy money? If that's not the case, which I suspect it might be for many of you if you're running specials, then today's episode is for you. Okay, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my history with specials myself and just my general thoughts around specials. I mean, if you call them specials with discounts, whatever you want to call them, packages, and then what I think you should do instead. So I, as you may know, worked for someone the first year or so I was an esthetician, and she had a monthly facial, and it was often inspired by SkinScript, that skincare brand, which I do enjoy their enzymes and parts of their line. And they had monthly facials that they would promote, you know, this enzyme and this mask. And so she would also run that as well. It was always a little bit cheaper than the normal facial. And, you know, we got a lot of bookings. I got a lot of bookings that way. And so that was good. And she was very anxious about how my books were not full for a while. They were like, you know, I had people on them, but I wasn't booked out. It wasn't really booked out until about a year into working for her. And she wanted to think of different specials to get people to come in to see me. So when I first started working for her, there was some discount, I can't remember now, big discount facial to see me the first time, if you saw me one time. And I got some people that came back from that. Not everyone did. I did get a lot of people book it though. I think like maybe 15 people booked it, but maybe only 3 or 4 continued with me. And then she ran a monthly membership for my clients only. So her clients, I don't believe, were eligible for this. And I think it was $89 a month for a full customized facial, which is like such a steal. It's like an hour. I think that was an hour. And, you know, they would change to the spa gown and get in the table with the warm new sheets and have a full-on facial with massage, extractions, enzyme, microderm, all the things for $89. It was a sell. It was great. So when I ended up leaving her to open my own business, I probably had maybe 20 or more, around 20 monthly facial clients, and she couldn't accommodate them because she was so booked. So she was like, you can take them. And I can't remember if we'd already raised the price to $99. I think we may have, or maybe I did when I eventually went on my own. So these people actually were really helpful for me because how many people followed me is what kept my business open. It paid all my business expenses. And so I broke even just from them. So it was like they were the backbone of my business for sure. Because of them monthly, I could focus on growing my acne business. So I had at least my business expenses paid for from these facial clients. Did they buy product? No, they did not, my friend. Maybe once in a while, one of them would buy a cleanser or a moisturizer or an SPF. But they were not people that really had major skin issues. They really loved the facial. They loved the massage and, you know, the glow they'd have after and all that stuff. But do they really need corrective skincare? No. Or if they did, they weren't interested in buying product and doing anything beyond just that, the monthly thing that they did. Okay. So knowing all of that, when I started with my acne clients, I realized I didn't want a monthly price, even though it worked. Yes, it did work in that loyal group of clients, 1,000%. They were very loyal to me. But it didn't work in the fact that I didn't really have the retail business, or I wasn't really known for anything besides just a really great facial. And when it comes to like money gets tight, you know, like you need to think about, like maybe cutting back on some personal expenses. You know what I'm talking about. You know, like if you're like, oh, wow, you know, this month I didn't make the much money I was going to make. What, you know, regular job, or you have this big expense, a car broke or something in your life, and you're like, I have to cut back on something this month. Guess what always was cut back on? It was the facial. I feel like they had to see me. They could miss 1 month, but they couldn't miss 2 months to start at that price, have that price. I can't remember. There was rules. Very few people actually tried to cancel and come back. Sometimes people just cancel and then just they wouldn't come back because they loved the facial, but with tip and everything, it was like $120. And if you stop doing that and you're not seeing huge results from it besides just enjoying it, it's an easy thing to trim. If you're trimming the fat in your personal budget, it's an easy thing to trim. Like if you went and got a massage every month and you really enjoyed the massage, but like if you missed a month, your body wasn't like aching for it, you're like, I guess I don't really need that massage. I can save that money, right? So that's kind of what happened. So I started slowly losing facial clients, and I also wasn't really that passionate about it. So that also helped me lose clients. And so when I was doing my acne, I was thinking, okay, I want to be something they cannot skip. I want to be the thing they budget for. Like if my client doesn't have a lot of cash, I want it to be, this is so incredible that I will forego going out to dinner with my friends, twice to pay for this, or I will forgo my nail appointment, or I forgo my lash appointment, or I will forgo shopping and buying more clothes, or whatever other, you know, thing that you may cut from a budget. My skin is not that. That is the top of my budget. I won't get my hair cut for 6 months, but I will go and get my monthly facial appointments or my twice monthly facial appointments. I wanted to be that. And that is why I think you may be having a hard time with your discount or your specials. If it becomes something that is a nice thing that they do, but it's not a thing they need to do, you're not going to get that repeat money that you really need to have a business, to have a profitable business. And if that client is coming for that discounted price every month, they are generally not buying a lot of skincare. Like I said, that's my experience, and that's a lot of my esthetician clients have told me the same thing with them, is they're buying that facial every month. They are not buying the full skincare line you recommend. They're like, I'm okay. I'm no back to using my Cetaphil. I'm happy with that. It's fine. So you're putting on a lot of energy doing these appointments, and you're making the money, of course, for the time that they're with you, but that's it. And that's maybe why your business isn't growing, because then they tell their friends who also like specials and discounts, hey, this person's so great. You can come and spend X amount of money. They always have discounts, always have these specials they're running. Get a great facial. It's amazing. They don't pressure you to buy a product. They may mention a cleanser or whatever. It's fine. You don't have to buy it. They don't get upset with you. They don't care. It's a deal. If I was someone who didn't ever have skin issues, I'd been like, that's a deal. Where do I sign up? That's amazing, right? It's a deal. And there's nothing wrong with that client. There's nothing wrong with that person. There's some of those clients that I had are such great people. I still have, I'm friends with today. Such great people. But it's hard to build a business around people that are looking for that. And trust me, there's tons of businesses out there that are doing just fine. So that's not to say it's impossible or not profitable, but it's really hard to do. And the best way to build a profitable business is to make money when you're with the client and when you're not with the client, which means with the products that they use. Let me tell you another part of this story. So I started becoming more busy with acne, making more money, able to totally pay my bills with my acne, side of my business. Now my facial business was a very small part of my business. In some ways, it kind of hurt when I saw them because I was like, oh, that could be an acne client. I'd be making like double the money I'm making with this facial person. So part of me kind of started to resent the idea of them coming, because even though I liked them as people, it was like I was almost losing money seeing them, even though they also – I felt very conflicted because they kept my business going, yet now my business was doing better and I wasn't making the money that I needed to make. Does that make sense? So I tried to – I sold PCA as well, and I still actually sell PCA, but I tried to like be like, okay, these are the products – like we talk about these same issues every month on your skin, right? Like I tried to do that with these clients. Like these are the products you need. And it just, they were not looking for a solution, right? They were like, I'm okay, right? It was hard. Some of them I could kind of transfer to products a little bit, sort of. But they were not really looking to spend $100 on a serum or anything, or even the Face Reality products, which were even cheaper than they are now, they just weren't looking to do that. They were just looking for getting what they already were getting. So translating those people into the clients that I really wanted to have was not going to really work. So I either had to make a decision. I either had to tell them I was no longer seeing facial clients and completely cut it off my menu and just take acne, or I had to just deal with this is how it was going to be. And so what I decided to do was I took no more new facial clients. So no one else could be a facial client. Only my current people. And I just when I was with them, I knew that this is what it was going to be. I let go of the idea of selling them skincare or doing anything different with their skin. And I also just spent a lot of time just being really grateful for them and not being resentful that I could be doing something else, because I did not want to say it. I didn't want to see them anymore. Not to say there was anything wrong with that. I wasn't at that place yet. And maybe now, years later, if I had still stayed in San Diego and had my business, I never like moved, anything like that, maybe I would have gotten to that point of saying that. But that's not where I was at the time. So there's no right or wrong answer here. Like, again, if you do have these clients that are on specials and you want to keep doing specials for them, like, keep doing specials for them. I'm not telling you not to. But it can change the way a conversation happens in your business that ends up really costing you a lot of money. Another example would be like, especially if you do acne, or if you do, like, I've seen these a lot with like hair removal, like waxing or sugaring or laser hair removal, any of those kind of, you have to get a certain amount of something, or microneedling. People do sell them as packages. And I think that a package can be helpful in the sense that it'll tell you how many you have to get done. I mean, obviously waxing or sugaring, you have to keep coming. It's not like the hair goes away. Like laser hair removal or like microneedling, maybe you just have some scarring that you want to get taken care of, and it's going to take this many amount of appointments and whatever, whatever. And so the packages can be helpful because that you have a general idea of how much you're going to spend and how many services it's going to be. But the downside of that is if you sell the package at a discount, then again, you may get that discount seeker versus someone who's just like, yes, I'm willing to pay the $4,000. It's fine, right? Yes, I'm willing to pay X, Y, and Z. It's fine. Because I'm going to tell you, that client who's just willing to pay it, that's the person you're looking for. I want to offer you this, and that is, it can be terrifying to take away specials and discounts that you know is the core of your business. Like, if I had listened to this podcast when I had just opened BLH Beauty and I had these members paying, I don't know if it was $89 or $99 a month. I don't remember at that time for a facial. And I'd heard this, I'd be like, but I need that money. What are you saying? Like, that wouldn't have been a good business decision for me to just stop seeing those people and just stop it. That would have been not a good idea. That would have been business suicide, because I would have not been able to pay my business bills. So I'm not saying just be like, oh, eliminate all discounts, just move on from that group of people. What I am saying is, do not promote your specials. If you have specials, the people who are coming in for those, stop promoting them. Instead, promote something that's actually going to make you money in a long-term way. So I started promoting my acne program. It can be something totally different than acne. It doesn't matter. But I started promoting something that was going to bring in a consistent, reliable income with services and product post the time that they were seeing me, which, again, people are still buying product from me today. I just got another order, and I have not seen people in person for over 3 years. So do not just stop doing the specials cold turkey unless you already have another way of making a lot of money, and the specials, just you just are ready to let it go. So get that money in clearly going strong, profitable, and then start deciding whether or not you're going to take away these packages or specials that are not serving you. That is it for today. Have a fantastic week. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.